Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to have you joining me here on the show. We are very excited about the fact that we have been on this platform for a number of years. I started out as a hobby. Well, I actually started out, you know, just as a way of helping the owner of this platform, and we have been bringing shows to you ever since. And I have said it for a number of shows because I truly mean it to all of those who've been with me since day one. I just love you so much. You're just a blessing. For those who have been with me for a long time, I just want to say thank you, and I extend virtual hugs to all of you for your great topic ideas. Thank you. And to those who may be new, welcome to the show. You may be wondering, what's the purpose of the show? Well, we do our best to bring programming that relates to business. We try our best to build strong businesses in the community so we can put people to work. And we do that by bringing topics that relate to your business, whether it's trying to expand, maybe you're trying to franchise, maybe you are trying to develop a vision or a mission for your company. Maybe you're looking at leadership options. Maybe you're trying to develop your workforce. We bring that. Maybe you're looking at digital marketing, social media. Is that something you need to be looking at or expanding? We talk about those things here on this show. And, of course, we also talk about relationships. I believe that we are all relational, and we need to know how to get along with people if we want to be successful. If we want our businesses to thrive. No one likes dealing with someone that has a nasty attitude or someone who is not really concerned about their best interest as it relates to your products and your services. So knowing how to get along with people, it's really huge. It really, really is. And we enjoy talking about those topics here on this show. So if you have a topic idea or something that you would like us to consider, hey, just send me a note. I'll be more than happy to take a look at that for you right here on this platform. And once again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. And when we come back from this short break, we are going to dive right into the topic for today. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, everyone. This is Sharon. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me here on the show today. The topic that we're discussing today, when is it time for you to outsource? When is it time to outsource some of your services? Yeah, it's huge, right? When is it time to start outsourcing? But before we dive into that topic, I want to share with you the word for the week. The word for the week. I have been bringing words to you because I think it's really important for us to not be so always focused on business, but really our attitudes and our perceptions of life, things, and people. And the word for today is excellence. 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 The quality of being outstanding or extremely good. Excellent. Are you excellent in what you do? I don't know if you visited stores or companies and you've had to work with staff that gave you excellent service. And, well, based on your definition of excellence and how that made you feel. I don't know about you, but very seldom when visiting businesses, stores, organizations, grocery stores, you know, the things that we, places that we go on a regular basis, it's challenging to find staff that provide excellent service. Most people, the service is mediocre at best. And not only that, but there's this attitude of not really caring. Used to be that the business world placed quite a bit of emphasis on great customer service. In fact, a lot of companies became successful because of their excellent customer service, the way they treated people. And I want to encourage you as a business owner, practitioner, or if you're looking to start your business, do your best to provide excellent service, whether people expect it or not. Be excellent in the way you communicate with people, excellent in the way you delegate responsibility, excellent in the way that you do your job, that you do your contracts, excellent in the way you respond to people when they have a concern about your product or service. Excellence, the quality of being outstanding or extremely good at what you do. And just imagine, go back to that feeling that you had when you received excellent service. It felt wonderful. Well, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you enjoy excellent service, then you provide excellent service yourself, and you will see a huge difference, not only in your attitude, but the perceptions of other people as it relates to you and your services. Excellent. That is our word for the week.
Boy Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you decided to join me today. We just finished with the word for the week, excellence. Excellence. And our topic for today, when to outsource. When is it time for you to start looking at outsourcing some of your services? If you are the owner of a company or if you're the CEO or manager, you probably know how challenging it is to let go of certain tasks because you find that if you don't do it, it's just not going to get done. Or is not going to get done right. I'm sure that probably resonates with some of you. And you have the perception that if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. If I don't do it, then I know it's not going to be done the way that I want it to be done. So we're going to take a look at when is it time to outsource and what are some of the things that you might need to consider outsourcing. When you decide to outsource a service or a task, it really can be challenging to do. Because if you are the business owner, you started the company, if you're a CEO, you really want it to be successful, you sometimes feel like you're the only one that can do it. Well, I completely understand that mindset. I really, really do. But you will have to, as a leader, as the owner of a company, you will have to learn when routine tasks and services start taking away from your ability to do your job and do it with excellence. And sometimes as managers, as owners, even if you don't own or manage a business, sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day tasks, the routine tasks. They take so much time and drain you of so much time, you don't have time to focus on what's really important about your business. And there is one critical component regarding your business that you should never, ever lose sight of. You should never lose sight of that. So in our discussion today, we will be talking about what are some clues that give you an idea that it's time for you as the owner of your business, as the CEO or manager, to start outsourcing, And we're also going to discuss what the one critical thing is that you really need to be focusing on as a business owner. And if tasks take you away from that, it's time to refocus. Now, there are, well, I would say maybe two ways, common ways that companies may outsource. Sometimes they may delegate just one component of their business to someone to fulfill, or a business may include outsourcing as part of its strategic business plan. So depending on where you are as a business owner and what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, you may decide just to outsource one thing as opposed to making it part of your process where you're outsourcing more than one task or more than one responsibility. So let's just talk a little bit about when is it time for you to maybe start thinking about outsourcing some of your tasks. Now, as business owner, of course, if you have a one or two, maybe three people that work with you, bookkeeping and administration activities, you could get caught up in that all day, every day. And I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about if you are a business owner or manager. Handling administrative duties, dealing with complaints, dealing with bookkeeping, keeping up with what's coming in, what's going out, making sure payroll is taken care of, it can really add up. Now, if you're seeing that your administrative tasks and even your bookkeeping tasks are starting to pile up, it's time to take a look at, is it possible that maybe you need to outsource some things? And you know when things start to pile up, when you're not able to fulfill a commitment, or you're not able to get things out on time, and you are just overwhelmed and you're not completing these tasks. It may be time to look at outsourcing some things. Another indicator that you may need to outsource some stuff: if you have calls that are on your desk and you haven't made calls for weeks or even months, you haven't returned calls and you know you need to return calls and you haven't done it, it may be time to consider outsourcing some things. When customer calls are piling up and customer support calls, when customers are calling saying, hey, I need help with this, or this product isn't doing what we thought it was going to do, or these service, when those calls start piling up and you're not able to get back with everyone, it may be time to look at outsourcing. And perhaps you've noticed that during the course of a year that certain tasks seem to pile up more than they do at another part of the year. Maybe your business is seasonal, and you're noticing that during the beginning of the year, the first 6 months of the year, the first 3 months of the year, or even the last quarter of the year, things are just so overwhelmingly busy, and you're finding that you're dropping the ball on a lot of things, which, of course, doesn't make you look professional, but these are critical things that you're dropping the ball on. It may be time to take a look at outsourcing. Another time to possibly look at outsourcing is when you're finding that the skill needed to take care of a responsibility is a lot more than what your current staff is able to give, or you're finding that it's just impractical to expect your staff to be able to do certain levels of tasks that need to be done, but it's just impractical to expect them to do that. Or maybe they don't have the background or the skill to do it, but it needs to be done and your plate is full. It may be time to take a look at outsourcing some of your services. Yes, I know. Did some of that resonate with any of you? Well, if it did, it's okay. It's just time to take a look at the way you're running the business. One other thing that may be really an indicator that you need to start outsourcing some of your tasks: you have jobs that can be done in-house. You have the qualifications. Your staff's qualified to do it. You may even be qualified to do it. You have people that have the skill set to take care of what needs to be done, but is draining your resources. It's just draining, and you just don't have time to focus on this one critical area of your business that you need to focus on. I know, I said it, that one critical area. And you may be wondering, well, how do I know if this is worth me outsourcing? What? How do I find that out? How do I know? Well, I tell you what. It's really critical that you understand this one piece of information. It's just one piece of information, just one little piece. One piece. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you this piece of information that you need to consider that will help to clue you in on whether or not you need to start outsourcing your services. Right here, this is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenor Boy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenebroi Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenebroi Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app Tenebroi Radio or go to their website www.tenebroiradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenebroi Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about when to know it's time to outsource some tasks or responsibilities within your business. When is it time to outsource? You want to provide excellent service. You want to provide excellent customer service. You want your service and your products to receive rave reviews, but you may be struggling a little bit because you're feeling bogged down in things. Well, I'm going to share with you this. If what you are doing, if your responsibilities, all your tasks, your administrative tasks, your bookkeeping, as a business owner, if all of those things are keeping you from this one thing, you might want to look at outsourcing. What is that one thing? The critical piece for your business is bringing in new prospects. If you are not focused on bringing in new prospects for your business, generating new clientele for your business, there's a problem. If you are so bogged down in so many things that you're not able to take a look at ways in which you're generating new clients or taking care of the clients that you have or looking at your referral process, and you are not really keeping an eye on that, it may be time to look at outsourcing some of your services. Now, what are some services that you may be able to outsource? And I do understand as a business owner and as a manager that there are some things you really don't want to outsource. You really don't want to delegate because you feel that is an important piece of your business and that you may be the only one that can either do it well or make sure that it gets done, period. I understand that. I completely understand that. But there comes a time in every business owner's life, if you're in business long enough, that you're going to have to make a decision as to whether or not you want the business to move further, if you want to accomplish more in the course of a day or in the course of an hour. You're going to have to decide, do you want to generate more clients? And if you do, you may have to delegate some tasks or outsource some tasks. And you may want to consider taking a look at some of these areas to outsource. Things like accounting and bookkeeping. I get it. I get that you want to be the one who makes sure that you account for every dollar, for everything that comes into the business, and you want it to be accounted for correctly. I understand that. The thing is, there are some very qualified professionals, accounting, CBA, bookkeeping services, and professionals that can do an excellent job for you. They can do an excellent job for you. You just have to maybe research it. And even if you don't delegate everything to them, maybe you can delegate part of what you do to allow you time to make sure you're focusing on what's important for your company. Other tasks and things that you may be able to delegate or outsource, administrative tasks, things like answering emails, scheduling things, if you travel a lot and you're making your own travel arrangements, maybe having somebody to do that for you, you know, managing the data that comes into your office. Maybe you need customer support. Maybe you're spending a lot of time answering customers' questions. Well, you can possibly outsource that, which would free up so much time for you. And if you are an owner, a business owner, and you are answering all your phone calls, you're answering all the calls that are coming into your business, that can take quite a bit of time away from you as a business owner, especially as your business starts to pick up. You may want to outsource some of those services. And here's a critical one. If you find yourself doing all the marketing, if you are trying to build your own website, you're trying to keep up with all of the inquiries on your site, if you're trying to keep up with your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your YouTube page, all your social media platforms, and you're also trying to keep up with who's responding or who is taking a look at your website by tracking that, if you're trying to do all of that and run your business, you may want to consider outsourcing some of those services. Practically every aspect of your business can be outsourced. So what do you need to do? What is the critical thing that you need to do? One of the things you need to do is to take a look at what are some of the things that you want to do, the things that you really enjoy doing. And those may be some of the things that you want to focus on, but also keeping in mind that your focus still also needs to be on bringing in new prospects, bringing in new business. That is something critical. And if you have lost sight of that, if that's something that you're not doing right now, I'm going to encourage you to maybe sit down and look at whether or not you might need to outsource some things. And guess what? If you're finding that you need to outsource things, that's a great position to be in. And, you know, my dad used to tell me something years ago when I started my business. He said, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I did just that, and I'm encouraging you to do the same thing today. It may be time for you to outsource, and that's a good thing. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you'll join me again next week right here. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful, productive week.